splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome me into your lives. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way and let his kingdom in. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see.
Hello. I hope you are doing okay in these strange times. We've all had to adapt greatly to the situation we find ourselves in, and at times it's hard, but we can find ways to cope, helped maybe by the occasional sign of hope. Such signs come in the way people are looking out for one another. Maybe the weekly clap for our NHS workers, or the candles people have lit as signs of prayer, and the very prayers people are saying. And especially through all the care that our health professionals are showing in these hard times. One sign of hope we have today is it's Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, when we remember how Jesus went into the big city of Jerusalem to face his challenges head on, challenging the way of power and abuse of power, and pointing the way to the real better life that he offers everybody. Jesus rode in on a humble donkey, a sign of peace. Now he was revealing who he really is. For his entry in a donkey also fulfilled Old Testament prophecies. And it was the start of Passover, the annual festival remembering how God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt. And the city was full of people celebrating in a carnival atmosphere. Hosanna, they shouted, a spontaneous cry of religious praise that also means save us, help us. So now there's deep symbolism that Jesus was coming to help his people, to save his people the way God had and would be doing it then and now. Anybody ever seen the old classic film High Noon? It has the hero sheriff walking slowly down the main street to face his enemies, to save the lives of the town folk. And this was High Noon for Jesus. He would in fact enter Jerusalem and go to the temple and condemn all the false practices going on. He knew his arrest and crucifixion were not far away, but he didn't shirk from his task. The difference from High Noon is that Jesus would not ultimately ride out unscathed, but would save the lives of anybody who turns to him through all that would happen to him over the coming days of Easter. We too have to face our enemy, this coronavirus. But we can gain strength from Jesus and how he faced the challenge with courage and with care for others. And we cannot lose heart inspired by him. We have a king who rides a donkey, and if we're humble enough to admit our need, he can help us and nurture us and guide us. He gives us hope no matter what we've done. So we too can shout or quietly say, Hosanna, save us. Hope of forgiveness, hope of God's love for you and me, hope in the face of our deepest trials is what Jesus comes to offer. Palm Sunday reminds us that he truly is the King of Hope. God is still working in the world to bring healing and help through his people. But the way of hope is also the way of struggle and challenge. for Palm Sunday is also known as Passion Sunday, reminding us that Jesus came to bring hope through the pain and the trial that he would have to face. So for those of us struggling just now through the loss of our loved one, or fear of it, or loss of what we had, yes, we must face trials, but there is hope. God is there, caring, loving, even when we can't see him. Sometimes the hope comes through exerting the faith that we have already, but also maybe following, like Jesus, to take moments to enjoy what we have. Maybe it was like that for Jesus, for that celebration may have given him hope through his moments to come. It's not easy. We need to keep the balance between the struggle, but also taking moments of joy. I'm reminded of how my father in his later years finally revealed to me tidbits of his hard wartime experience as a young man spent mostly in desert warfare. He was at Tobruk and El Alamein. At Tobruk, where the trapped Allies were bombed horrifically day after day, my father was entrenched under the bombs. He knew moments of sheer shell shock, but found relief at times by digging out the rugby ball he had smuggled into his kit bag and played makeshift rugby with his pals in the midst of it all. My 18-month-old son was out picking daisies in the garden this week, each daisy being a source of absolute fascination to him. Maybe we too can keep open to the simple joys and truths and inspirations of life that are still around us. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, also, however, tells us that as Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known in this day what would bring you peace." It's one of the two times I know that Jesus wept. Once was about the death of a friend, but this time he was weeping for the whole city. Know this, that Jesus feels our pain and our hurts, and he weeps with us when we weep. But he comes also to give us hope and show us the way. The Gospels tell us that Jesus then went to the main place of worship, the temple, which had become a place of trading. And Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned their tables and said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." Jesus calls us to return to prayer. Our church, Banff Parish Church, has once again got its banner up saying, "Try praying." Someone complained about it last year, and once again, somebody tried to get it taken down, but there it is. It points us all to how we can find the way through our troubles. Try prayer. Jesus used the example of a fruitless fig tree to suggest that if we pray, we can achieve much. Let's all keep praying to help us together face this virus head on. Make way for Jesus in your life, especially this Holy Week. There will be some thoughts to help us each day on the church Facebook, and a further broadcast hopefully on Easter Sunday morning on Deveron FM, I think about 10:45 a.m. by myself and the pastor of River Church and the minister of Macduff Parish Church. But before then, this coming Thursday, which is known as Maundy Thursday, we would normally have a special communion service in church in the evening to share together bread and wine, as we remember how that night Jesus shared with his friends a Last Supper before going out to face his death. Instead, this Thursday we hope to have an informal and unofficial opportunity to remember Jesus in a special way from our own homes. My hope is that anyone who's open to Jesus can be at home at that time and join together with others in their homes and take a little bread and water or juice in your own house at the same time, let's say 7:15 p.m. And we can use it as a little time for our own reflection and prayer. It won't be a proper formal communion service, but it will be a way we can together remember Jesus as he asked us to do. I hope it will help us feel linked together and to God in a way that communion would have on other occasions, but link us across our homes through his Spirit at work in hearts that are open to him. If you would like to remember Jesus in this way, please do, and know that we are doing what Jesus asked us to do. I hope to say some words and maybe play a hymn on the church Facebook and website about that time. May God bless us all as we seek to journey forward through difficult times, and let Holy Week remind us that there is hope. May God bless you, and may you be a blessing to others. Let me just take time now to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.